So what's all my marinating producing? Incredibly, it's producing something like when I look into the book of Leviticus, which is not a book that one would normally dip into, I can see the love of God. I can see his desire to be reconciled with his creation. I can see how a holy God laid down steps that would bring the children of Israel back into fellowship with him. His holiness, we cannot conceive what it's like. But by looking at a book like Leviticus, we can see how he was so particular about the things they needed to do, not because he's legalistic, but because of his holiness. And if they would do these things and follow these steps until Jesus came to be the perfect sacrifice, these things would bring his people back into a place where he could see them, talk to them, love them face to face. I meet a lot of people who've got a God of wrath in the Old Testament and a God of love in the New. Something wrong there, you know, because he never changes. So one of us has got the wrong end of the stick. No. The God who wrote Leviticus is the same God who got the Gospel of John. His love forced him to find a way to bridge the gap, the gulf that the fall had caused. And so the shedding of innocent blood of the animal was the way back, the bridge, until that perfect sacrifice. And now the way is fully open for us always. God so loved, he gave.